Episode 4. Step 3. Improve operations with the theory of constraints. Welcome back to the Property Manager's Ultimate Guide to Cutting Operational Costs. So far in this series, we've talked about controlling costs through better approvals and reducing labor expenses with smarter call handling. Now let's shift gears a bit and talk about a powerful concept that can help you continuously improve your operations: the theory of constraints. The theory of constraints, or TOC, is based on a simple idea. Every system has a bottleneck, and that bottleneck, or constraint, is what limits your overall performance. In property management, this is especially relevant in maintenance operations. No matter how efficient your team is, there's always one part of the process that slows everything else down. It could be staffing, it could be scheduling, it could be delays in parts or materials. The key is identifying that constraint and improving it. Let's walk through how this works in practice. Step 1 is identifying the constraint. A constraint is simply the biggest limiting factor in your operation. In maintenance, this might show up as a backlog of work orders, slow response times, or recurring delays in completing repairs. You can identify it by looking at your data, talking to your team, and listening to resident feedback. Where are things consistently slowing down? That's your constraint. Step 2 is exploiting the constraint. Once you know where the bottleneck is, the goal is to get the most out of it. That might mean optimizing staff schedules, prioritizing urgent repairs, or making sure the most critical tasks are handled first. In some cases, it could involve cross-training staff so they can handle multiple types of issues. The idea is simple. Make sure your constraint is always being used as efficiently as possible. Step 3 is subordinating everything else. This means aligning the rest of your processes to support the constraint. Instead of overwhelming it, you organize your workflows around it. For example, you might adjust how work orders are assigned or coordinate better with vendors to ensure parts are available when needed. Everything should work in a way that supports, not slows down, the bottleneck. Step 4 is elevating the constraint. At some point, you may need to invest in improvements. That could mean hiring additional staff, outsourcing certain tasks, or implementing new tools and technology to increase capacity. The goal here is to expand the constraint so your entire operation can move faster. And finally, step 5 is repeating the process. Once one constraint is resolved, another one will appear. That's normal. The theory of constraints is not a one-time fix. It's an ongoing process of continuous improvement. By regularly reviewing your operations, analyzing performance, and listening to feedback, you can keep identifying new opportunities to improve efficiency and reduce costs. In property management, this kind of structured improvement can make a significant impact over time. And as more teams look to optimize maintenance operations, technology and workflow optimization are playing a bigger role. Solutions like Latchel, for example, help streamline maintenance coordination, reduce delays, and improve how work orders are managed, which can directly address some of the most common constraints. The key takeaway is this: you don't need to fix everything at once. You just need to find the one thing that's slowing everything down and improve it. Then repeat the process. In the next episode, we'll continue exploring practical ways to reduce operational costs across your portfolio. Thanks for listening to the Property Manager's Ultimate Guide to Cutting Operational Costs.